Mitzviyot.
How many lines?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. The Velt was created when in Tishrei? Tishrei, Aleph Tishrei. You said in the Nusach of Nuv, Hayoyim Haras Oilam. Okay, it was created. Now, here's a very important word. When it says it was created, it doesn't mean it was created. It means Adam Harishon was created.
So what's the pshat in him? Because the whole world was created for him.
Wow, you see what he just said? He just
you have to say pshat like that.
You see what he just said? Shlomi, what he just said? He said a murder.
That's what they say pshat.
When he says, what do you mean? It was according to Rabbi Eliezer, he wasn't created in Tishrei. He was created in Elul.
The world.
Chav hey Elul. Chav hey, chav vav, chav zayin, chav ches, chav tes. Aleph. Chav hey. It was created in chav hey. Because the sixth day of creation was Aleph Tishrei,
yeah.
Adam. So he's Rabbi Shaul Zev. He said a vart mosuk midrash.
No, that's the part of
it. Was the world was created for Adam. Memela, when the Gemara says that the Tishrei nivra ha'olam is Adam,
right?
Because 5/6 of the world was created on.
One second. When you say the minyan bria asylum,
yeah. Is it year one or year two? It's Machlokes.
Rosh Hashanah was year two already?
Oh, that's the Machlokes.
What?
The Rosh Hashanah was, when Adam was created, was that year two or year one? In year two, the world was created in Elul, right?
Yeah.
So that was year, the 25th day of Elul. That's year one. Yomecha B'Shanah. So therefore, Adam HaRishon, Aleph Tishrei, the first Rosh Hashanah, when they put up, who was the big chazan? Yosla Rosenblatt. When he davened in that first year of Rosh Hashanah, that was year two. You go look for the tapes. You want a recording? There's no year one. Because year one, there was no year one. What was year one? Year one was a short year. It was the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th. Right?
Why is that considered 1 year?
A day is called a year. Even a day is called, even 1 minute is called a year. By Hashem, it's one different. It was therefore the first year when Adam was created on Aleph
Tishrei. Why don't you say the sixth year? Because you had five.
What's sixth year?
Because every day is 1 year by a shot.
What do you mean? No. We go in the time. Aleph Tishrei was the beginning of the second year. And when was the first year? The last 5 days of Elul. The world was created the 20th day of Elul.
It says 30 days in Shloshim.
That's for Shvius. That's for Shvius. Because Shvius, you need to plant. You need to plant, so it has to grow. It has to nurture in the ground.
I don't go for
take
that
root.
The second year.
No, it's machlokes in the Gemara. When you say leminyan sha'anum,
yeah, but not here, but not by
why by a wedding do you say leminyan sha'anum moinim
kain? We that the Gemara is like Rav Meir. It didn't come out what you're saying. It's the exact opposite of what you're saying.
It's machlokes. There are two opinions on this.
No, the first we said the Mishnah is not like Rav Meir. Then we said the Mishnah has to be like Rav Meir. And Rav Meir is the one who holds that the shloshim and the shana chashuv shana.
That's for Shvius. The dinim, of Shloshim Shana B'Shana Chasha for Orla Neter Ravai.
Right.
That's a different din. Yeah. Everything has its own set of rules. When you want to go count a tree, is a tree in its third year?
Right.
Is it in its fourth year?
Right.
So for Shvius, for Netilis, you need 30 days.
Correct.
It takes 30 days for the tree to take root.
Right.
To take root. That's when it comes.
It takes 30 days to take to
be a significant, in order to be significantly attached to the ground. It's 30 days. 30 days. When it comes to the calculation of time, benogea for shtoris, for today, how do we calculate time? Bismanazah, you go to a chasna, you go to a chasna tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So they're gonna count leminyan sha'onu moinin kan Brooklyn, New York. Yeah. It's he'alofim 5,000, a sheva meos, and ushmoinim ushtayim.
From when? From when Adam Rishon was created?
No, from the creation of the world. Libriyas ha'olam.
Okay.
So that's it. Why do you have to add into the nusach of the ksuba and the star leminyan sha'onu moinin kan? According to the calculation that we count over here, why are those words necessary?
What should have said?
It just said that today is tomorrow is going to be what? How many days in 15 days, whatever, 15 or 16 days in Cheshvan. In the year 5782.
Yeah.
Why do you have to say it's the 16th day of Cheshvan in 5782 leminyan according to the calculation that we calculate here in this wedding hall in Brooklyn, New York? Why is that necessary? The answer is because who says that number is correct? When you say that it's 5,782, who says that's correct? Maybe it's 5,783.
Why?
Because how do you calculate the beginning of creation? Adam HaRishon was created, the world was created on the 25th day of Elul.
Correct.
So that's already 5 days. Mm-hmm. And then Adam was created in Aleph Tishrei.
Correct.
So when Adam was created in Aleph Tishrei, was that year 2 or year 1? There are two opinions. Some will tell you that it's year 2. If it's year 2, then we're calculating time. It's not really 5,782. It's 5,783.
Maybe.
So when you're counting, or maybe it's the other way around. I don't even know how the calculation goes.
No, 5,782 is only 5,781 years past.
Only, so therefore, that means it's year number 2 from creation. That Adam HaRishon, when he was created...
We have to subtract 1 year from the number.
So we go backwards. So we have to go backwards then. Whatever it is. Backwards or forwards. I don't know what it is. But it's not...
Why is it only 81 and 83?
Not everyone agrees. Some hold that the world in Adam was... the world was created in year 0. And Adam was created 5 days later in year 1. When you go from Elul into Tishrei, you're going into a new year. So the question is, when the world was created in the last 5 days of Elul, is that year 0 or is that year 1?
I always thought
it was
zero.
Year 0.
We count.
Okay, so it's going to be year 0. It might very well be that the year that we're sitting in right now is not 5782, it's 5781.
How do you know?
So there are two opinions. So therefore, you want to clarify, really, there are two opinions. There's 5781 and it can be 5782. But here, in this wedding hall, we are going to use the convention that is accepted in the Velt to consider this year to be 5782. Is it accurate? Or you want to go be medactic in halacha for other matters of halacha?
Why are you so careful to say exactly what city it is and what suburb it is?
Yeah, why?
You don't do that.
So?
You don't do that. You don't say what's... You just say Brooklyn.
You say, no, it's not Brooklyn.
That's not Nogea.
Midwood.
That's not okay. That's only a get you have to do that. Only a get you have to tell you which river. The main thing by a get
is much more severe.
Much more. The Daraisa. Ksuba is only Midrash. Ksuba is a Takanas Chazal. The truth is, if you don't have a Ksuba, it's okay. You still have to pay a divorce. $50,000 for a divorce.
No, but they say you can't be with your wife if the Ksuba is lost.
It's a takon. You know, it's okay. It's a takonis chazal. If the ksuba is lost, it's still as if you have a ksuba because it's takonis chazal. You're supposed to get a ksuba. You have 30 days. You call up the rabbi. Rabbi, we lost the ksuba. Can you make a new ksuba? Yes. Can I go home and be with my wife? Yes, you can. As long as you start the process, you have 30 days to do it. It's not an emergency. It is an emergency, but as long as you
they put give you 30 days.
Yeah, until
let's say if you have lapsed 30, the 30
it's also okay because the
ikar is
you chayiv the ksuba. Even if you let's say Rachmana Litzlan, the person gets divorced and the wife can't find the ksuba. They don't know where the ksuba is.
Right.
They probably threw it out the night of the wedding. So right. So now a ksuba is, you know how much ksuba is today? When a person gets divorced, he has to pay $50,000. A ksuba is in order for a person
but
to
there's a ksuba according to Rav Moshe, which is much less.
No, it's not. Rav Moshe was very mach. He said $30,000.
I'm telling you, my brother's
what?
Wedding, he left the ksuba at home. He came very late to the Kabbalah's bottom, and he picked up a ksuba according to Rav Moshe because he's much more makel.
What?
Yeah.
Makel? That's what you're talking to the ksuba. That's the Tanoim. That's the Tanoim.
No, it wasn't Tanoim.
Tanoim, you don't need the Tanoim.
No, it was a ksuba.
There's no chilek.
He's talking about the
Tanoim. A ksuba is the amount of money that a person needs to
live. What's the amount today?
About $50,000.
Who made that amount?
Go talk to the government. How much money does a person need today to live comfortably for 1 year?
How much unemployment do you get before it expires?
How much does a person need to live comfortably for 1 year?
Today's standard is $50,000?
You have to have rent, room and board, clothing, food, health insurance.
And $50,000 is sufficient?
About.
That's without children.
Not, one person can't live on $50,000 in a basement apartment? How much rent costs for a year? $15,000, $20,000?
Food. Medical insurance is another $20,000.
Medical insurance. And you have to have food, clothing, entertainment, Wi-Fi,
okay,
and internet. And the phone bill. And also enough money to buy a new smartphone every year. So it comes out about... Cable television. So it comes out to about, and you have to pay membership dues at your local shul. Okay, membership dues.
Gym.
What else?
Me.
Personal trainer. Very good.
That's me.
$50,000. So what happens if a person, the Rachmanis, a person gets divorced?
Therapist.
That's talking.
By the way, in the ksuba, we write the amount.
No, you don't write the amount. You write nothing. You write kesef zukukin, and you write these funny words, which I don't know what. And you add the moisla medilei because you love her. You love her so much. You give another.
That's what it says in the ksuba.
It comes out that basically. Basically, by the sfarim, you should know they add more things. The sfarim they give, they add in millions of bucks. They show their love. They add millions of dollars. They add.
You sure your love when you get divorced? I mean, where you
so the person gets the, yeah. That's,
to get divorced, you make a lot of money.
That's right. You do. So if you have to pay this money, let's say the woman says to the rabbi, I don't know where my ksuba is. It's gone. We probably got lost in the night of the wedding 30 years ago.
Okay.
So this doesn't matter. If you can't find the ksuba, your husband still has to pay the $50,000. What are you talking about?
What happens if he doesn't
have it? Why? It's a takonas chazal.
What happens if he doesn't have it?
He doesn't have? She doesn't have it. It's her document.
No, no, he doesn't have that kind
the
of
money. Yeah. So you sell yourself as a slave.
Oh, come
so
on.
So you sell yourself as a slave.
You don't think there are cases where they don't know?
They ship you out to Guantanamo Bay. A slave to raise the money. To pay. You owe the money. You don't get away with it. You don't get away with it. Go to work. You gotta sell your assets. Sell your smartphone on eBay to raise the money.
To get married. Forget it.
That's right, it doesn't. You said it.
Here comes the two bachelors. They don't want to pay $50,000.
You said it.
Me next.
Tanya. So Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, B'tishrei Niv Oilam, B'tishrei Niv Oilam. That's number one. The Satan's. B'tishrei Noldu Ovos. And Tishrei, the Ovos were born.
That's not Mahesh. True. Only Yitzhak.
No, it's not
which,
true.
Where do you see Avram?
The Gemara says it's true.
No, but it's a good kashya. Where do you see Avram and Yaakov were born? It says only Yitzhak was born.
Mesoira.
First Rashi,
Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. Mesoira, Rashi. Avraham the Yaakov. What about Yitzhak? Yitzhak was born in Pesach. This week's Parsha.
You're right.
This week's Parsha.
He was born in Nisan.
Amazing this parasha.
So what's the pshat?
So all of us Reuv.
We're talking about Noach and the flood, right?
This week we talk about
Yera. Where's this Rashi?
Three malachim. One was to Nevasa Soda that Yitzchak will be born. He will be born.
Oh, look at Rashi here. Rashi says Avram Yaakov.
I just said that.
And because it's Rav, he says Avos.
Right.
Wow.
Yitzchak was born in Nisan. Ko'es Chaya. They put a srita on the Kaisel. Rashi, the sundial, it was Nisan. Chodesh Avos.
The Pesach Noilad Yitzchak.
Vaita. Nochem,
what day did the
Mabel
start?
The Mabel? Yud Zayin, the Mabel started.
It was supposed to start Yud Aleph, it starts 7 days later. Yes,
it started, it says in the Pasuk, on the 17th day, the rain began to come down. On the 17th day of the second month,
three days.
It's Machloikis.
3 days from now.
What?
That's right, Shabbos is the anniversary of
get
the
ready, you have a teva, you have a teva ready?
Nay.
Oh, that's why they have the whole thing of the Shabbos across America.
Because the Mabel is coming? Yeah, I feel that's why they want you to get the vaccine because the world's coming to an end.
Marvelous.
Nay, nay, nay.
Vaita, Tanya. Listen, the world's coming to an end. Let's face it.
Nay.
I know. That's why they don't take the vaccine from people. The Vilnius is vaccine Moderna. Don't do that.
Did you take the vaccine?
I took it, yeah, but it's not good enough anymore.
You take the booster?
I cannot go to Israel now without
Did you take the booster?
Let's not, from. We have to learn.
Don't take it.
We have to learn.
Don't take it.
Okay, let's learn. Do me a favor.
Save
by the
yourself.
Way, forgive me what I said. Chatasi.
You didn't do anything.
Avisim Shati, because somewhere there's another Gemara that said the others were born on Pesach.
All of them?
And I remember it. We know only Yitzchak was born on Pesach.
It could very well be. You find many times.
I forgot where the Gemara is.
Look at this. Maybe it's a Medrash. Let's
learn. No, it's.
You know, maybe we should learn something for a change. Maybe we should learn something for a change. Let's learn.
Let's go.
Tanya. Ebeliez Oimer, but Tishrei Nivar Olam, but Tishrei Nol Dovas, but Tishrei Meisu Avos, and Tishrei they died. How do you know they died in Tishrei?
One second. You left it out here.
Nochamol. We have to learn.
No, but
Tishrei Nivar Olam. Number two, but Tishrei Nol Dovas. Number three. Three things. But Tishrei Meisu Avos.
Okay.
They died. But Pesach. The Pesach Noelad Yitzchak, but on Pesach Noelad Yitzchak.
Nee.
Let's go weiter. Berosh Hashanah Nifkudosor. This week's parsha.
Vahashem.
Pakades Soror. Right, this week's parsha.
Yeah, Moedig.
Berosh Hashanah Nifkudosor. Who else was Nifkudosor?
Rachel Lachana.
Rachel Lachana. All three. Rachel, you say on the second, the Haftarah on the second, the Rachel Mavak Albonecha. And
when he says Nifkud, that means they became pregnant.
Yes, yeah. Conceived. The Chana, Chan is the Haftarah of the first day. You have the Kriyas HaTorah of Yitzchak, and you have the Kriyas of Sar was the Pokat, and you have on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you have Rochel Mevake Alboneha. That's the second day, the second day of Haftarah. And the first day of Haftarah is Chana.
Oh, very good. That's the reason why.
All three.
Yeah.
All three.
Next.
Beresh Hashana Yotze Yosef Ebeso Asurim. That's why he says Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is Rosh Hashanah doing? Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yosef.
You saw that shot? That's
everyone says. This is one
really?
Of the most famous Haralach.
That's my favorite Gemara.
Bereshana Yosef Ebeso Asurim. He left prison. That was the Haschal of the Geula. Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim.
On Rosh Hashanah.
Let's not get dream on Rosh Hashanah.
Very good, Vaita.
Rosh Hashanah,
yes,
Batla.
Rosh Hashanah,
but it was also Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, that's when he had the dream. Next, Rosh Hashanah, this is also very part of the famous.
What's that? Who had the dream?
Paro.
It was Paro, Rosh Hashanah. That's right.
It was Rosh Hashanah.
When after the Sarah Mashkin and
Sarah Eifmadi. I'm not the Shnas Melech.
It was the Yom HaZikaron, Vaita, but Rosh Hashanah.
Not the Shnas Melech was also Rosh Hashanah? No. No, okay.
Vaita, that's the Yom Shlotzim Hinei, the Yom Chulevit says Paro, Uzichartani. It was the Yom HaZikaron. He told the Sarah Mashkin, the Sarah Eifim, Uzichartani. He's going to remember you. He was alluded to the Ribbon Shalom is going to remember him because it's going to be the Yom HaZikaron. Yeah. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron.
Next.
But Rosh Hashanah is also, this is really more famous than Yosef. This is the real Makar. I made a mistake.
The Gemara, it's the famous Gemara of the two people.
They went to the cemetery. The guy's
not
wife.
Not the two people.
The guy, not
no,
the one, the husband.
It was a mother
the
and
wife.
A
wife. Mesach Brochus.
No.
Brochus. Mesach Brochus.
His wife got angry. He slept there.
Two men in the cemetery.
And two Ruchais.
The spirits. They were listening. What's going to be?
The Moedig Gemara.
What's going to be next year? They were listening to us floating around. What's going to be?
I think one of the Mefarshim wanted to say this was all in a dream. The Ritva, I think, says it was all in a dream.
That's really the I made a mistake. This is the Iker Zach. Is it Rosh Hashanah Yitzeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? It's in this Gemara. Daf Yudalef Aleph. Remember, every Rosh Hashanah in this Gemara, when you say Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's
Rosh Hashanah Bot Lavoid Mitzrayim.
In Rosh Hashanah Bot Lavoid Mitzrayim, the bit Lavoid was Bot Lavoid.
So that means for a half a year they weren't working.
That's right, until Nisan. It's exactly 6.5 months. Exactly.
6.5 months.
It was. He's saying very good. They collect unemployment. They collect unemployment.
Entitlements. Entitled for 26 weeks
unemployment.
You learned it from
Mitzrayim. You mean unemployment they
unemployment
only give for
government.
6 months?
6 months in America. What about the last
15
days?
So they took it from this Gemara.
It wasn't Ibiyar? I think they said it was an Ibiyar that year. It was 7 months. What about Ibiyar? That's why they had to get out of here.
Okay,
they need the Bezos of Mitzrayim.
Benissen and
Nigamo.
They're asking for another 4 weeks unemployment. They said it's
an Ibiyar. No, 6 weeks unemployment because the two more weeks in the Nisan.
Benissen and Nigamo.
Benissen Nigalu. They left in
Betishra in the garden.
Camrys they left.
They left Mitzrayim in a Nissan.
In a Nissan, right? In a Nissan. Camry, I said.
Betishra.
Who makes Nissan?
Camry, right.
Camry. They left in. That's what I said.
Betishra is seen in the garden.
It's a good vart. It was kedai to come just for this.
Listen.
Betishra asidin ligoel.
Which we're waiting for.
We're waiting for this in Nissan left in the garden. This year, coming soon. Fight, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says. Then he agreed. Pesach what's the chiddush? It's Nissan.
Yeah.
What's the chiddush? I don't know.
That's the same thing.
So that's the same. Tanya, let's go by Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Yeminayin Shabbatishra Nivram. How do you know this? How talking do you know according to the Shabbat of Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer, the world is created in Nisan.
You have to go a little quick, yeah.
Shnema. Vayemaluk, Hashem said, Tacha Aretz Deshe. May the earth produce a garment. Remember, Rashi,
correct.
He gave a God to Shur on this.
It says Kisui.
It's a
Rashi
kisui.
Says.
Asaph, grass, Mazia, Zera.
A
grass, seed. Asaph here means a seed that will produce Zera. A grass that will produce a seed to reproduce.
Yeah.
Eitzpuri. What's an Eitzpuri?
Every fruit tree should have a seed. You should be able to plant somewhere else.
And Eitzpuri means Eitzpuri, which also means the tam Eitz ketam apri.
Correct.
The bark should taste the same.
But they didn't listen.
Ezer Chodesh. Now here comes the word Josh. Ezer Chodesh. Aretz Motzia Dushim. Which month in the year does the earth produce grass? In Eretz Yisrael, talking about Eretz Yisrael, of course.
Which month?
The Elon Mole Peros. Where do you have the Eitzpuri? And when do you have the Aretz? The Aretz is Esav Mazria Zera. So the Maaseh Bereishis, it says, eight. The Pasuk says the Maaseh Bereishis. It says that the earth shall produce Deshe. and there shall be 8 peri trees full of fruit. The month of the year that fits this description is Chodesh Tishrei. So what more do you want? This is ironclad raya. The world was created in Chodesh Tishrei. The Oisoi Paperek, that time is man.
But don't you see there's a big kasha now?
What kasha?
Hayam Haras Oilam is referring to man. Chof Hei was. But here you're saying was Tishrei.
It's the majority of the month. It's the majority of the month. It was an Elul. Okay, you're right. It's an Elul. But Adam Rishon has to be in. Okay, I hear you saying.
Saying that the world.
Let's go weiter. The Elon Mole Paris of Yom Ezet Tishrei. The Oisa Perek, that time of the year, was Zman Revia Hoisa, rain.
The two types of rain.
The early rain Hoisa, the Yardu Gishamim, the Adam Ayin, La Voides Ravoida. Right? So in this answers your kasha, because we know Rashi tells us that when Hashem said there shall be, even though this took place on the 4th in Elul, Hashem gave the command that the earth shall be.
And it stood by the entrance of the earth.
And when did it come forth? When did the earth come forth with the Shoim?
Adam Rishon.
Adam Ayin, La So therefore, it had to be Aleph Tishrei. Aleph Tishrei. So therefore, that's how we know it. Now,
oh, that answers already.
It's a mist come from the earth. Das is the Gemara sheet of the Rabbi Eliezer. This Rabbi Eliezer, now the Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua says, Rabbi Yeshua, in every nine should be sent for oilam shnemis in the pasuk of Torah. It's deshe, Esa, the same pasuk. Each one brings a right from the same pasuk.
Esa
was Yezera. The Eitz was the Pri Yezera. The Shoritz Melei Deshoyim. What time of the year is the earth filled with vegetation? The Elon Motzi Peres Havi Oimer Zenison. Now what do we mean? Let's see the Halakha Rashi to understand this in a bit more detail. Let's go for the Rashi a little bit before first. First Rashi is, let's look at the last white line of the Rashi on Tavi. This is going to the first man of the Yamar. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Kloimar, this is a Kloimar Rashi. You have to put a stop sign. Uroya Ladov Ladovar Shabitishnev Olam. The focus is Azoi. The focus is rain. That's the chilik between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Because the earth, both the earth begins to blossom. You can really say Esev Mazria Zera, and you can say Eitz Peri both in Nisan and in Tishrei. What's the chilik? The chilik is, well, what do we, how do you say both? Because in Chodesh of Tishrei, that's when it begins to blossom.
Correct.
And that's when the trees begin to
blossom.
No, first
you need rain and...
Oh, what's the chilik between these two? And then in the Nisan, the trees are full with peros.
Right.
And the earth is
correct.
Full blossom.
Right.
The chilik is it the end or the beginning? Is it the end or the beginning?
So it takes about 6 months
It takes
grow.
6 months. It's the end of the beginning. And what's it? So what's going to be machuya? What's machuya is rain. What is the catalyst for the growth? That's the ikar. The ikar is not.
What do you mean catalyst?
The cause for it to grow.
Yeah.
The ikar is fuel. Like, you know, when they gave, what did they say? They gave Afghanistan $59 billion worth of military equipment. So what are the chachamim defend themselves? They can have all the equipment they want. They don't have any fuel. How are they going to fly the Black Hawk helicopters? Afghanistan, they don't have any fuel. They don't have any jet fuel for these things. It doesn't exist in that part of the country. So it's worthless. Just because we've abandoned $59 billion worth of military equipment, if you don't have jet fuel, you don't have artillery, you don't have the fuel, it's worthless. So too, you can have beautiful trees and earth. Oh, very good. That's the answer. That's the rebuttal. That's the tipshus of this answer. But the point is, you need to have fuel. So just because you have beautiful trees and you have earth that's ready to produce grass and vegetation, you need fuel. What's the fuel? The Geshem. So what's the yikr? Is the yikr the Geshem or is the yikr the product? Is the yikr the catalyst which brings about the product?
Yeah.
Or that's the machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer holds the, now this is the soidest thing of machlokes, like a maralvart. Rabbi Eliezer holds the yikr is the grain, the cause. Like the Ribbono Shalom, he's the one that is mahave the velt. Rabbi Yeshua says it's not that's not the focus. The focus is the result. The Kiddush Shem Shemayim.
Yeah, but don't forget, when it rained, right away it popped out.
Right, but what's the yikr? Is the yikr the cause or Zika the result. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Ikar is the cause. What is the Mashpia? Right. What's the Mashpia? The Geshem.
Yeah.
According to Rabbi Shuli, we don't care about it. We care about the result. The result is you have a fruit or you don't have a fruit.
Yeah, yeah.
So if back to the Gemara, look at the Halak of Rashi. Rashi says this part.
Look what Rashi says afterwards.
According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's the Geshem. There's Man Revihi. Now we go to the next man, Rabbi Yeshua. He says, a Zelva Pasiv, Vatosha Aretz, Velok Siv, Vatat, it came forth. Not Vatatshe. It means it already existed. The Eitz Oysa Peri, Velo Eitz Pri Gomor, the Oysa Perig Zman.
What is Rashi saying? Velo Eitz Pri Gomor.
He's Darsh in the next man, Diamar. Because it says in the Pasiv, the Eitz Oysa Peri. Hashem gave a command, Eitz Peri. And what happened? It says Eitz Peri.
Correct.
So Rashi explains.
No, but it's Oysa Peri. That eight, they didn't
Loi
listen.
Eight, yeah. Let's see the Gemara.
The bark does not have a taste.
Right, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara is a little bit different over here. Let's see the Gemara. Tanya, further the Gemara, let's see the Gemara over here. Rabbi Yeshua, I'm going to Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, you have Rabbi Yeshua?
Yeah.
It's about a third down. Rabbi Yeshua, I'm a third down in the Gemara. Minayin, Shabbanitzim, Never Ha'ilam, Shanema, Vatotze, Aretz, Deshe. His digo here is the word Vatotze. Vatotze does not say Vatatshe. Vatatshe would have a connotation of the very beginning. Vatatshe means it just begins to grow. Vatotze means the end. Tatshe would be a high, it'll be mashma. Right. Vatotze or Zdesha. Ace of Azriah. And then it says the eights oise peri. It doesn't say eights peri. Eights peri was the beginning, was the command. And it says, and it said, what happened? It says Hashem gave the command, but what was the result? The result was Eitz Oseperi, which is, so the Gemara explains now. Ezel Chodesh Aretz. Now look at the Bach. The Bach changed the gears, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Sharetz Motziah. We're going back on the dig according to Rashi. Why the Gemara did not say Vatatshe, but it said Vatotze. Right? That was the choice of words. We could have said Vatatshe, and instead, what does it say? It's instead of Vatatshe, it says Vatotze. Which month is the earth mole? Sha'aretz motzia dishoim. The elon in the tree is motzi Paris. Then eitz ois we have omer zen nisan. Now, and that's not the zman of river. That's not the time of rain. The ois soya perik zman behema v'chaya v'oif. That's the time of the mating season when the behemoth hibernate.
Because before that they hibernate.
They're cold. It's too cold.
And they, what do we call it? Hibernate? When does it go?
They hibernate. Yeah, very good. Hibernate.
Sorry, hibernate.
The ice.
How's it pronounced?
Hibernate. They're in the freezer.
Hibernate.
They're in learning in Lakewood. They're in the freezer
no,
during that time
for
of the year.
Winter, yeah.
The Oysa's man, that's
the Lakewood guys. They sleep in the winter.
That's their. No, you don't Lakewood. You don't come out of the freezer until two Bishrat.
Yeah,
the ice.
What's the difference between a freezer between Lakewood and a nursing home?
A Lakewood and what's the difference? It's better be good.
A freezer. In a Lakewood, you go from the freezer to life support.
And the freezer to what?
To life support. And in a nursing home, you go from life support to what?
To the freezer. You go from life support
oh, that's
to...
Very
that's
good.
A very good one, but that's very sad. I don't like to hear that.
In the nursing
that's
home.
A very, that's
life support... To the freezer.
That's such a deep joke.
The morgue. That's
not
the morgue.
I understood that.
Gewaldic. This is Gewaldic.
Yeah, but
Kedai to
but
come tonight.
But it's a very sad.
My favorite daf now.
Me.
The ois aperik zman behema chayv oiv shem is davkim ze itzol ze shenemar. Love shu kodem atzoyin. Like
we
learned.
That, yeah.
We add this. Is that the kodem means that the tzoyin become dressed and fat.
They become pregnant.
Kodem
yeah,
means meat. They become fat. The iduch nami, and then what's the rye from the pot? The end of the pot. The rye comes to the end because the pasuk says, when does this happen? This happens when the grain bangs against each other.
Right.
When it's fully grown.
Right.
So therefore, that's the rye. Let's see over here the Hilgur Rashi. Rashi over here says,
What is Rashi saying? Eitz oisipri.
Veloy eitz pri gomor. It's not eitz pri gomor. I don't know what he's saying.
No, I know what he's saying.
I don't know what he means to
that
say.
That the eitz didn't have the time of a pri.
Yeah, but what does he mean in this context? He means he's trying to say it's very deep word over here. That Hashem gave a command. He gave a command, Eitz Peri. And what was the result? Eitz Oiseh Peri. What time of the year is there a fulfillment of Nisan? So what then does it mean, Eitz Peri? I don't know. I don't know what it means.
No. Not only it should produce fruit, but Eitz Peri.
The bark should taste. But
yeah.
How does that relevant?
Like
how does that relevant to our sugya? We're trying to define now when was the world created. Don't focus on the command. Focus on the result. The result was Eitz Oisepri. When do you see in the Welt a Metzias of a tree?
Nisan,
that's when you see it.
I think I'm really once seeing, I'm pointed out, or somebody told me, it doesn't mean you could actually make a bracha. You're going to eat that apple bark, it's going to taste like an apple. It means it has a
Yeah? Why say that? Why limit the Ribbono Shel Olam to saying that? If Hashem wants
so let me ask you.
Styrofoam
let me, so
to
let
be
me
delicious,
ask you, so let me
eat the styrofoam.
So let me ask you something. A Sfragen Grom, what type of a tree? A date tree.
A date tree?
Yeah.
What?
Esrog tree.
Well,
I'm sorry, Esrog tree. It says that's the only tree that listens.
Yeah, you know that? But it doesn't. You can't eat the bark of an
Esrog. That's why it's called an Esrog.
You can't eat an Esrog. What does that mean exactly?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You can bite into it.
No, it's not. But if you taste it, you'll feel and smell the taste.
Okay,
of
I hear. You want to bring a right for the. I hear what he's saying.
I think Shirley pointed it out.
I'm surely saying that you're sorry. He's
the Heiliger, the legendary Shirley.
He's saying since Chazal tells us the Esrog is the only tree that listened, so and since we know that an asteroid can't eat the bark, so we have to go look for the quality of what's unique about the bark of the asteroid in order to understand what Chazal really meant. Okay, I accept. I like it. I like it. Voisa perek, give a yasher koyach to Reb Shuli. Misruli at Shuli like kam kisruli.
You know what that means? That means from this Shuli to that Shuli to my Shuli.
No, Reisman.
No,
Shuli Reisman to Shuli Bornstein.
Next.
So who? Yishol Zev. Oh, you also Shruli. Okay. The eights oisav v'loy eights prigam of oisav perek
zmanu. The
Rashi. The eid oisav perek zmanu lebehem v'chayim lezogin zilzel lekach hayu tshichim ulekach hayu tshichim uoyehi shabnitzan niver hoylam. That's what they need. Nachmal Rashi. The oisav perek zmanu lebehem v'chayim lezogin zilzel lezeh. That's the zman when the behemoths the highest they mate. Ulekach hayu tzrichin. What does that mean? They need the vegetation. They need the food. I don't know what this means. Or oyehi shabenisa nivra olam. I don't know what that means exactly. Let's give the next Rashi. Love shukadim zman she yisroy. That's what I had before. She yisroy aru shibolim benisan alma nisan zman zivug behemahu. The pasuk says that's when they're fat. That's when they're pregnant. They're pregnant when the stalks bang against one another. Okay, Vaitin the Gemara. Rabbi here says, now the question falls back on Rabbi Eliezer. How? What does he do with all these psukim? We have Gval the Rais over here. Viduch Nam Yaksiv Eitz Oisepudi. And for the Gemara, who Lebrocha Ledoiris Viduchsiv. That pasuk is not telling you this man of one and a half. That's a Brocha Ledoiris. Rashi, Oisepri Ledoiris.
Which, of course, if you have less Oisepri, he's talking about, it didn't grow in Tishrei?
There was no Eitz Oisepri, there was Eitz Puri. Eitz Puri, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we're only focusing on Eitz Puri. I think what this Gemara means today is like Lazoi.
No, Lamai said it was Eitz Oisepri.
We have a stira. We have two psukim. Now, I know, you know, don't be influenced at this moment at the Medrash Rashi sites. Is that Tam Eitz Katam Pri? Let's put that aside for now.
Okay.
Let's put that aside. There are two, the stira. It says first Eitz Pri, and then it says Eitz Oisepri. So
correct.
It appears the Gemara is saying is, Tishrei is a zman in the year that fits the term Eitz Pri.
Right.
Because the trees are barren.
Right.
In Tishrei, there are no fruits. So it's an eight that has potential.
So according to the last one, it says eight is a pre.
Oh, so what's the still? Each one needs to answer the other one's kasha. According to, we have two psukim. One is eight pre and one is eight oise pre. Eight oise pre is gold for Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua says
an
eighth puri is a gevald grace. Rabbi Eliezer.
That only happens.
That's Rabbi Eliezer's gevald.
6 months later.
So we have two psukim. Eighth puri stims l'fi Rabbi Eliezer. Eighth oise puri stims l'fi Rabbi Yeshua. So what is each one going to do? The other one's pasuk.
Right.
So Rabbi Eliezer says the ikur pasuk is eighth puri. Eitz Oisepri. That's not a describing a mitzias in the Welt when they were created. That was a Baruch HaLadoiros.
So you're telling me it only grew in Kotor Ebleza 6 months later?
Yeah.
It's a Chiddush
Niflo. In the Tishrei, it was created as Eitz
Puri. I thought everything was created on
this. It was Eitz Puri. And it was a Baruch that there should be LaDoiros Eitz Oisepri.
Rashi, that certainly doesn't learn like that.
That's what Rashi says.
No, I'm talking about Rashi on the Chumash.
All right, that's correct. Rashi was telling you Medrash.
Okay, Shkar.
Correct.
You mind putting this back on?
No problem.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.